All right, wonderful. Welcome, everybody. Today is Friday, January 12th? No, 13th. It's the 13th today. Friday the 13th? Oh, my gosh, I'm just realizing that. That's kind of, I hope that's not bad. Yikes. All right, today's Friday the 13th. I was just smiling, though. I'm kind of creeped out. This is Trina Gray. I'm calling in from Bay Athletic Club in Alpena, Michigan. Yay, we have a huge rocking blizzard happening here today. I'm going to take a picture out my window and send it off to the listserv after the call so you guys can see the winter wonderland of Alpena today. My kids are, of course, off of school. And oh, look at that picture. That is crazy. You won't even believe it. My kids are off of school today, so they are home with my husband this morning, and then I'm going to take them sledding later today, which is cool. All right, so I attempted to put things on mute, but if you think you've got some background noise, take the extra precaution and hit *6. Go ahead and hit *6 when you get on, and that'll mute your own line as well. So I have things muted. But if you mute, then if you're going through a, you know, Starbucks drive-thru or you got kids in the background or anything, we won't hear that on the call. So, all right, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for investing your time to be on the call. My plan, as I said on the email, if you happen to catch it this morning on your smartphone or something, I'm going to do a short presentation here at the beginning, just some updates because we've got a ton of great updates happening here at kind of our home base. I always like to let you guys know what's working and what's not working for us, so you can get some tips of what I'm doing. And then I'm going to open up the lines fairly shortly, and probably my plan is about 20 minutes. I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to do some massive Q&A. So we have so many people kicking off challenges literally right now, last week, this week, next week, that I want you to use this time to ask any questions you have on presenting, kickoffs, finales, coaching appointments, teams. If you don't have a CFC kicking off, or you've done 10 of them already, please stay on. You can help me coach other people if you're a veteran, or if you're new, learn about what other people are struggling with or succeeding with. We learn so much more from each other than just trying to figure it out on our own all the time. So hopefully that makes sense. I'm going to do some of my own presentation, then I'll open up the phone lines, and I can't wait to hear from you. We've got about 17 people on the call right now, which is excellent. All right, so here's some updates. I did a presentation, one that I've actually never done before, to some HR directors. About 40 HR directors in my community are part of a local consortium or local group, association that they all belong to, and they meet quarterly to go over what I can honestly tell you was some very boring paperwork and talking about blah, 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 W-2s and reporting times and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was like walking into a morgue, walking into that meeting. So they had a meeting from 11 to 11:30, and then I was their keynote speaker from 11:30 to what was only supposed to be 12:30, but they asked so many questions, and we had so much dialogue that I ended up going for about almost 2 hours. It was pretty interesting. So I want to share with you what I learned at that presentation that I think you can use sometime in your own experience in corporate wellness in your community. Here's what I did. So I'd encourage you to consider doing this sometime yourself. Before the presentation started, they had a meeting. All right, the energy in the room was really low. It was almost unfathomable to me to think about how I was going to kind of turn things around. So I asked if they wanted to take a break after their meeting to go through their lunch line and get lunch, which ironically they had warned me that they generally have a really unhealthy lunch buffet. Great. But because I was coming, they actually called the caterer and had them do a really healthy sandwich platter and fruit. So that was great to see that they were thinking twice about having somebody come talk on wellness and maybe not serving burgers. So I encourage them to just stick with that they don't need to have a wellness person coming to eat healthy. They should just choose to eat healthy at their meetings. Okay, I digress. Anyway, so while they're getting their lunch, what I did was something you could do. I walked up and down the line and talked to every single person. I had a notebook there and a pen, and I said, "Hey, hi, I'm Trina. Who are you? Where are you from? What organization in town are you with? And what's one thing that your business struggles with?" And then I asked, or I'd say, "If you guys have a wellness program going, how's it going? If you don't have it going, why don't you have one going?" So in the 10 minutes that it took me to quickly run down the line and talk to everybody, I knew everything I needed to say. So So here's a rundown of what, and I have to believe that HR directors in my community are not all that different from HR directors in your community. So here's the general consensus of this entire HR group, was that they can't get people involved, they can't get people motivated, they're worried that if they put something out there, it won't be worthwhile. They're worried that they'll invest wellness dollars on something that doesn't have any return. They were worried that they'd put wellness money into something and have no participation, or they would continue to get the same people participating in all the same programs, and they're just keeping healthy people healthy. They had no idea how they should better promote wellness. They talked about just a lack of motivation of people in their workplace to participate in wellness. They said, one woman said, this is my favorite. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is the HR director for a large medical group, a group of like 5 clinics in the area with many doctors, PAs, and nurses. She's the HR director. And she said, you know, my issue is that I invested in a box of bands and some of those little discs and maybe a couple dumbbells, and the box is just collecting dust. I don't know how to get anybody to touch the box. I tried to keep a straight face. Okay. And then they talked about how to keep things going year-round. If they do one program, like a walking program that works, or maybe they've done the CFC and that worked, but how to keep things going year-round. Okay, so I can tell you, out of the, I don't even know, it was between 40-ish people there, 39 of them, I guarantee you, were like down on wellness. I remember one woman really smiling at me. She's from Community Mental Health. They've done many corporate challenges with us and many boot camps and things in between. They actually have a really legitimately good program going there. And she was the only one who said, hey, I feel like we're doing really well, and we've got a lot of momentum. So that was like about 1 out of 40 people felt like they had some momentum. So I really changed the focus of what I said to them, and I encourage you to listen and to try to make this your own. I put all my slides away, all my notes away, everything I planned on saying, and I just started with, I want you to leave this meeting today, I want you to leave this presentation today with the new belief that wellness is not a committee, wellness is not an initiative, wellness is not a program, wellness is not anything other than the very fabric of your organization, the very being, heart and soul of your organization. It is a message. It is not a committee. And I really let them sit on that for a while. And then I shared the feedback that I gathered from the group and said, all of you are talking about trying to get someone to participate in a program or be motivated to pay for a program or get involved in a luncheon. That's not what this is. Wellness is people's way of life. Wellness in the workplace is the culture of your workplace. And in my head, I was thinking of this analogy. I may have shared it with them, but I'll share it with you. I don't remember. If you've read the book Delivering Happiness by the CEO of Zappos, it's an amazing read. If you haven't read it, read it. It's a quick read. You could read it in a couple hours over the weekend. His philosophy is that your business is not about your product or your service. Your business is about delivering happiness in other people's lives. Whether or not you're selling insurance or you're selling shoes, you're trying to make somebody else's life better, more convenient, something, right? From doctor's offices to any kind of service organization, every single person in the room that I was speaking to offers something that hopefully makes people's lives better. So his whole concept is your business is not about your product. Your business is about something much greater. In his view, it's about happiness. A happy workforce delivers happy results. So I took that idea and ran with it. And I said, your workplace is not just about the function that you all do. It's not about your computer system. It's not about the bills you send out. It's not about the clients you serve. It is about being a healthy, productive workforce. It has to start and end, alpha and omega, with wellness. And I said, if you talk about wellness as something on your to-do list or something at the bottom of your to-do list or something in a pile or an initiative you just don't have time for, that's all it will ever be. It'll be a 10th on the list of, you know, 10. It'll be at the bottom. And I said, what if you honestly made the click in your mind today that wellness is no longer a committee, it is the message that your leadership is going to completely embrace the idea that everything works better when people are healthier. Clients are served better. People are more productive at work. People are happier. People are there more. People are more energetic. All the things you and I already know. We have to get that to people. We have to get that message to people. The woman who's the HR director for the entire school district, so we're talking thousands of teachers here, right, said to me before the meeting, she said, we just struggle with wellness, Trina, because we have to report to a board, and all they really care about is the return on investment. So I really went off on that in the meeting in a good way. I said, listen, it would be a very, very tough job to be the HR director for the school district. I can imagine that you'd be the lightning rod for a lot of criticism, people not wanting liking their contracts, people not liking, the days off, people not liking their salary. I mean, there's probably not a lot of love in an HR director's job, right? So I said that to them. I said, I imagine you deal with a lot of conflict. And so can you just embrace that if you bring wellness to them, if you bring the message of health and wellness to your employees, you're bringing them a gift. You are taking some conflict out of your day. And I said, when I talked to the HR director for the school district, she said that she can't really fully engage in wellness or believe in wellness because she's afraid she won't be able to show the return to the board. I said, what if we said that wellness is in a budget? That we're not even talking dollars here. What we're talking about is the message to your employees that their health matters to you because you know it matters to them. And I got a great statistic from Tim Rohde at the MAC that I use that said that 90, it was ridiculous, write this down, 93% of people polled by the American Sports Data Association, 93% of people polled said that their health or the health of somebody that they love was the most important thing in their life. I'm not kidding. When I shared that statistic with them, I said, you think that people don't care about wellness? You're wrong. They care about their wellness. They don't care about your company's wellness, but they care about number one, me, myself, and I. Can you somehow engage it on that level and say that I know that your health matters to you? So we are going to be the organization in town who supports wellness on all levels. We're going to talk the talk. We're going to encourage water in the workplace. We're going to encourage sharing healthy recipes. We're going to encourage you to have a wellness buddy. We're going to encourage you to set monthly goals. We're going to encourage you to log your workouts right onto your work calendar so you can track your progress. We're going to encourage you to do monthly weigh-ins. We're going to encourage you to organize group walks after work. So many things that we know that workplaces can do that don't cost money but require attention and dialogue. I said, if you told me that you had zero money to spend on wellness, I would tell you you could still move mountains this year. It has to become the dialogue of your workplace. It has to be in every communication, a PS at the bottom of every communication from any leadership or manager or director to their team. PS, what did you do for your health today? PS, did you drink any water today? PS, are you exercising today? Get into the dialogue of the workplace. Have it permeate the workplace. I'm telling you that I have never seen a transformation like I saw in this room. And the reason why I couldn't leave afterward and end up staying for so long was so many people came up to me and said, I have felt so burdened by wellness and I feel a little bit more freed up that I really can't make a mistake with it. I told them the only real mistake they can make, and you should use this line, when you're talking to managers, directors, HR directors, anybody in a leadership role, the only mistake you can make with wellness is to wait another day. Because waiting another day means that your employees are unhealthier than they were the day before. Every day we hold off on wellness is another day employees get sicker. Another mistake you can make, I said, here's another mistake you can make. You can make it so complicated to participate that you turn them off. I saw that happen in the hospital where my health club exists. Most of you know I have a medically based health club. We rent about 13,000 square feet on the hospital's campus. And the very hospital where I am, as much as I love these people and have a great relationship with the directors here, their wellness program is so complicated that I'm confused by it. They have wellness program number 1, 2, and 3, and then there's A, B, C, and F, but you can't do D and G, and only you can do A if you... It's so confusing that I looked at the document and was like, what? I wouldn't even participate in wellness. I'll just go at it on my own. I don't even want those wellness dollars because I don't want to jump through 30 hoops. right? People don't like extra paperwork. So I told them, keep your efforts simple, but make them loud. And I shouted that, make them loud. Every communication, every email, on your website, all internal communication, your newsletters, everything has to have a mention of healthy people are happier. We want to support that. So anyway, I feel like I got through to them. After that, I had a couple people ask me if I'd want to do that talk again on the statewide level in Michigan, talking to HR directors at their national conference or statewide conference. So I'll be a little bit more put together than I just was for you guys on the phone there, but I'm just being casual with you and sharing some of the main points. I think it really freed them up, and so part of what you can do as a fitness professional is really boost the confidence of the leadership in the workplace to say, yes, you can succeed with wellness. Yes, you can motivate people when you make it about them and not about you. If the leadership was saying, we want you to be happier and healthier, here's how we're going to support it, how can we help you, what kinds of things do you need? If you make it about the employees, they will embrace it. If you make it something that they have to participate in or is a burden, they will reject it. All right? So I thought that was interesting. On the same day that I did that presentation to the HR directors, I did two presentations at City Hall, one for the city council and one for city employees. We are kicking off our largest ever corporate fit challenge with the city of Alpena on February 5th. Right now we have 83 or 84 people signed up. So our largest one ever. Why is it so big? Let me not trick you here. It is so big because the city is using their wellness budget to pay for it in full. I've never had that happen before. We have a lot of employers pay for half, and I'm happy to see that many of you now in the fast track are encouraging employers to pay for half. All right? So let me tell you this. What I learned from this is that even if money is not an option, money is not an option for this one. The city of Alpena is using this wellness grant that they got from Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they're using that to pay for the challenge in full for employees and spouses. Okay, so look at this. There's 160 potential participants, and we're at about 83 right now, which seems huge to me. Half of the entire workforce is doing it. But then you think about it, you're like, well, wait a second. It's free. It's being paid for. Why wouldn't they do it? The learning lesson from that I really want you to think about is it's really not all about the money. There's still half of the workforce that doesn't want to do it. It is about fear. It is definitely about fear, not the money. So does it help make their decision easier? Yes, absolutely. When I went in and did the talks, I said, listen, there's a lot of reasons not to be active. I understand lack of time, lack of resources, lack of money, but the biggest one is fear, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. Because money's off the table. The city's paying for this for you. It's an investment in you. It's a gift to you. But there's still people who are on the fence or not signed up. So let's dig into that. And that's what I said. Let's dig into this. Why wouldn't people be signed up right now? Because they have some fear of their health. They have some fear of fitness. They have some fear of facing where they are. And I embrace that, and I honor that, and I'm not at all judgmental of that. I want to help you get past that fear because I see the other end of this 6 weeks, and I see you healthier, and I see you sleeping better, and I need you to see that. And every single person who was at those two presentations, every single one signed up. About half had already signed up, many of whom, when I said, are you signed up yet, said, yeah, I signed up, but I'm kind of worried about it. There's like two people total who said, I'm signed up and really excited. No one's really excited, you guys. I'm sure that I've been shocked by Libby's emails because she said, everyone's so excited to get this started. She must be really emanating great energy and really make people feel comfortable. Because for the most part, some people are excited about the potential results, but many people are fearful and worried. They've never had a great experience with fitness, or it's been a long time, or they don't really like talking about their health, all right? Once you turn the corner and get them started, our job in the city one is going to be, I think it's going to be tough because they don't have any skin in the game, the employees. I'm going to really have to get them to want these results and to really invest their time to be there. Because if they didn't pay the $150, does it matter to them if they skip an appointment? Probably not. So we're going to have to like double time it in getting them to really embrace the program. We do have, from that Corporate Fit Challenge rally that we did in the fall, we do have our whole first quarter of the year scheduled, and anywhere from a small funeral home and a small appliance store all the way to the entire city. We have another one with a hospital, another one with a manufacturing company. It's all over our town. We are out presenting on this daily, either myself or somebody now on my team. I have other people helping me with the presentations now because we've been doing so many. We are out there in full force, and I encourage you to be doing the same. It is a good time to be out there talking to people about wellness, their past, kind of their year-end, you know, financials and books that they had to do. They're into their next year. It's not as busy. It's a good time to get in and say, hey, what are your wellness plans for 2012? Can we get a couple of corporate fit challenges on the books for you? Or if you offer different programs, offer some varieties. I'd really like to kick off with you with a corporate fit challenge. It's a nice, easy way for you to reach out to those who are active and those who are inactive. When I shared that with the HR directors, I could tell that made their ears perk up. That here's a program that embraces everybody, all schedules, all fitness levels. It's team-based and not competitive. They loved that. So I said, listen, what's your long-term wellness solution? It's not the corporate fit challenge. It's not. I said, I have a tool that will help you create buzz in the workplace. I have a tool that will help you rally people around wellness, but I don't have a tool for you to make it work year-round. You are the tool. You have the message. You have to make it a presence in the workplace. And I really feel like it helped to empower them to say that. So that would be honest and good and great for you to share with businesses in your area. That, listen, I can help create buzz in your workplace. I can get things rolling for you. We can schedule a couple of these, get them on the books already this year. Let's do one, you know, in the first quarter and one in the third quarter. And then, hey, if you're looking for things to do, you know, in the summer, you can jump in some of our boot camps. You can do some small group training. Have a plan in place. Make their job easier. The last thing I want to make sure that I point out that I said to the HR directors, which you could say to managers, leaders in your community, and not be afraid to say it. And I said it from my heart and not from any place of judgment. I said part of your role as a leader in the company has to be to embrace wellness in your own life. No one is going to work with a financial planner who's going through bankruptcy. So if you want to be a leader in your workplace, and as an HR director especially, health insurance is a part of your job. Health care is a part of your job. You must embrace wellness in your own life, or you will not be credible. You cannot want your employees to be more motivated during the day or to squabble less during the day if you do not invest in their health. And to do that, you've got to start with yourself. And I said, I'm not talking about you have to be a specific weight. I'm not talking about that you need to be an athlete. I am saying that you need to decide today when you walk out the door, two things. Wellness is part of the fabric of your workplace, and two, it's going to start with you. And that you're going to start looking at your own habits, your own daily habits, and start moving those in a more positive direction. You're going to start cutting out soda, cutting out alcohol, drinking more water, making more time for fitness, cooking more meals, packing more lunches, simple stuff, you guys, that you know we always talk about. But I wanted to make it feel very doable for them. So I left there, I think they left there knowing that they needed to make some changes themselves. And those in the room, and there was a handful, just a handful in the room who I already knew were very physically fit, one marathon runner in the room, and I said, and those of you who are already can look in the mirror and say, no, I'm already on my fitness journey, I'm doing well. Then it is your obligation to pay it forward in your workplace and to not just say, well, I'm good, so I'm all set. You got to stop just taking care of number one if you're a leader. If you're a leader, you look out for number one, you look out for yourself and your own health, but you got to start taking care of others. And I think they got that message. I feel like they got that message. So that's what we have happening here in Alpena. I hope you got some good information there. I said I would open up the phone lines now, so that is what I'm going to do. If you've got more questions on that, you guys, or comments, or want to know more of some of the statistics I shared or anything, feel free to ask. But hopefully that gave you some good ideas. Let's open up the lines, and I will call you out to share. Here we go. All right, I unmuted all the lines, but listen, if your line specifically is loud, you need to star six yourself again. If your line is loud, you need to star six yourself again, and then when you want to talk, you can unmute. All right, so let's start here with, let's see. I see someone from the MAC is on, area code 410. Is that Maria?
That would be Maria.
Yay, Maria, you must have been the first one dialed in. You're at the top of my list. So ask a question or comment or tell us. I know you guys have so much going on down there.
We are busy, busy, Trina. I think we've got about eight of them in the pipeline, either starting or starting next week or whatever. But it's going beautifully. I can't even tell you how excited we all are. A comment about your presentation. I did a similar thing with CHRA. It's the Chesapeake Human Resources Association. So I had a group of HR directors in a room and was able to present the Corporate Fitness Challenge, and excited to say we're going to launch one for that group next Tuesday, which opens up a lot of opportunity for them to launch it and pay it forward to their employees and their individual companies. With some of the companies, you know, when I am talking to HR people that don't have that mindset of paying it forward and really believing and not believing that it can be that simple and that easy, I just wanted to make the comment that that's where I kind of just say, you know what, I'm not going to waste my time here. I'm going to work this company inside out. And that's where we go to the employees. And the employees often are so excited about doing anything, and they're waiting for somebody in their company just to come up with some idea, that they really will take the bull by the horns and help. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just the comment I wanted to make, is that you really don't have to go through the HR. And I know that you've stressed that point over and over. You can go through the employees and get them, just like the softball teams, putting a softball team together to get something going. And we've been successful with that, you know, that way at the MAC.
I'm so glad you reminded us of that point, because I was talking a lot about HR today. But yes, I actually said to the directors, as I'm sure you have as well, Maria, that oftentimes you are the roadblock. I said oftentimes because you're also looking at, you know, changing their health insurance, and you're firing and hiring and doing background checks, that, you know, wellness is not your top priority. So one, I said you need to make it your priority, but you need to stop being the roadblock. And if you know that 93% of people care about their health the most, these are people who work for you, and so you need to take it seriously. But absolutely, work around them. So let me clarify one thing. You are starting a CFC next Tuesday with an HR group.
With an association. So it's a bunch of HR directors doing this together in their affiliation. And then we're already talking with them about possibly scheduling these for their own companies. It's a great situation. We've got 12 in this group. So it's 12 companies that we'll be able to, once we put their HR people through, to be able to go to those 12 companies.
You know, I didn't even think about, quote, like pitching the CFC to this group. I was just there to talk about wellness. But I might follow up with an email and say, hey, listen, if you guys want to experience this, and some of them have through their companies, but why don't you do it together as a team? That's a great idea. Thank you for sharing. I love it. Will you stay on, Maria? Because I'm sure other people might have questions that you could help me with.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got somebody on the line from, I'm trying to find you really quick, 808. That must be Michelle. Michelle, are you on the line? Okay. Let's see. This is the easiest way for me to do it, is just go down the area codes. Is, let's see. Oh, that's Libby. Libby must be on.
Yeah.
318. Hi, Libby.
Hey.
Mover and shaker. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. It's just like I could hardly sleep last night. We had our kickoff last night. We are working with a specialist hospital here in town and their clinic. It's two actually separate entities, but they're all under one roof. And we had 56 participants sign up. We were, like, blown away last night because, well, we knew we were, like, around, about that. But we had so many come in last night, and then we had some. We did two kickoffs at 3 o'clock and 5, and so we had people that wanted to come and listen that hadn't gotten to hear our, you know, we had a lot of people just go, you know, sign up right then on the spot. And so we were like, it was just crazy.
Hey, guys, if that's you with the really, really loud background noise, you don't have to hang up. Don't hang up. Just hit *6.
Oh.
Unless that's you, Libby. I don't know.
No, I thought it was the snow blowers in Alpena.
No, it's not. Haha, I'm inside, nice and warm. Libby, I need to ask you some questions that will help people out here. What do you think was the motivating factor to get 56 people signed up? What did you do that you think made it happen? One or two things.
Well, I think taking time to go up to the hospital a number of times and, you know, having face-to-face conversation with the employees.
Hey, guys, I'm so sorry, but I can't hear Libby. If you have a loud background, just hit *6. You don't have to hang up. Just hit *6 if you've got a lot of noise in the background. Okay, so, Libby, you did a lot of in-person presentations up at the clinic or at the hospital.
Yeah, and I don't know if what you consider a lot. I mean, I guess we went up there to the clinic side one day, and we had asked, you know, to do this. So we took healthy snacks and flyers, and then we went back, and they had already, the HR person had kind of given out the information, so they had collected employees, 17. And 17 employees showed up to hear what it was.
Wow.
And so we did kind of like a mini presentation about it, answered questions, and they all filled out their apps. And we did the same thing with the hospital side and had nice turnouts for both of that. And so then I kind of think it just started creating a buzz, like you had said. It kind of started spreading. And I have to say, one of my closest friends is a doctor at the hospital and clinic, and he is all into wellness and health, and he's been a big proponent of this program. And I really think that that helped, and his encouragement for his employees, you know, and really telling them, you know, there's no reason not to do this. And they paid for, we charged $200 per person, and they paid $125 of the cost, which made it easy for the employees. And then they did a payroll deduction of 3 increments of $25 each, which made it very affordable and easy for the employees to participate.
Libby, you're a rock star.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm like, it's really very exciting. I feel like, and I just love listening to your presentations because it helps so much, you know, to feel like we can really change the face of our community. I've always loved what I have done, but it's not been on a large scale, and it's, you know, very exciting to feel like you can really make an impact with your community in this way. And I can't wait to do another one. And that my big question is, I have a really hard time wrapping my head around how you run 6 of them at once, because I don't have a facility.
Right.
And, you know, not that I wouldn't want one day, but right now we're using their PT department.
Right.
And you know, and have access for that for the employees, but you know, I've got a big list and some interested parties of starting other challenges, other places, and so I'm working on making a relationship with another facility in town to maybe utilize their gym,
mm-hmm.
You know, for my wellness, for my challenge workouts and things, so that I have a facility to use.
So a couple things on that. First of all, you don't have to have 6 going at once, obviously, but it will be very easy, and you'll see it as you go here, it'll be very easy to have a couple going at the same time, because truly the busy parts of the challenge are leading up to it, doing that kickoff, and doing that first week of appointments.
Okay.
Once you're past that, your only hands-on time, just to remind everybody, your only hands-on time is follow-up appointments on weeks 3 and 5,
uh-huh.
and one weekly group workout.
Right.
And some email coaching. So
right.
It goes from being like 100 miles an hour, tons of work, getting the, you know, doing the presentations, getting the applications, doing the kickoff, doing those first appointments, and then you're kind of like, oh, now I got 5 weeks to just let them ride.
Yeah, okay. Well, and I think because this is the first one, you know, everything is new to
us. Yeah.
we are like going, oh my gosh, this is so much fun, but it's crazy, and I know the next one will be easier because we've already been down that road.
Right, and you just, you know, you just brought in an incredible amount of money for your business in the first quarter of the year, and you put in some work, but not as much work as the money you brought in.
Right, right.
Right, and then the workload is really spread out. And the second thing I was going to say is, you don't, you know, you don't need the facility. I know it's nice to have access to facility to do appointments in, and using the PT department is great. And then having a place to do a group workout is very helpful, and that's what you're working on. In terms of their own exercise prescriptions, though, don't forget that you can just design at-home workouts.
Well,
you can design at-home workouts. You can refer them to DVDs, which is what we do a lot, because we make money that way, too. So, you know, consider that your value is to coach them, and you can coach them and offer any kind of fitness that's appropriate, and it doesn't have to be at a facility. The facility would be important for the weekly group workout, though, I do agree.
Okay, great. And I was just curious, I have 6 coaches, including myself, for this, and I wondered, how many coaches do you use for all your challenges? If you were going to run multiple challenges, do you just a certain number all the time, or how does it work?
I should send you guys our spreadsheet so you can see what you know, how organized Kelly is about this. It's really come a long way.
Okay.
A good ratio, if it always worked out perfectly, a good ratio would be about 6 participants per coach, 6 to 8 at the high end. So we don't often get that because we have so many going on, and I really only pull from about 8 different coaches that we often end up with a team of, you know, 10 each of us. So if we have 30 people in the challenge, maybe I have 3 coaches. I prefer for each coach to have 8 or fewer because they can, you know, keep in mind that that's 8 appointments in 1 week, and they each take an hour.
Right.
Or you double them up. You know, you double them up, and you have them meet with a coworker, or you have them meet with a spouse, and you cut your appointments in half.
Uh-huh. Well, that's what we had to do because I would have been happy with 20 or 15. And now that I have 56, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, I mean, we're so excited, but we're all taking, you know, 15 people or more.
Yeah.
So, but that's good. I mean, we're going to make it work. It's just, I was just trying to figure out, you know, well, is this the norm?
No, it's higher than the norm for sure. Is it, hasn't been done, and is it possible? Yes, we had teams last year. I remember I had one team. I personally had 17 people.
Okay.
And I was like, we had 60-some people do it. We only had 4 coaches available. We're like, let's just get it done. You just get it done.
Okay, well, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you just, you know, put people together into groups. I know one of my trainers, or not my trainers, one of the coaches on our team, Amy Sorensen, when she was really active in the challenge, she's moved recently, so she's not doing them right now, but she did them all herself, didn't have any other coaches helping her. So she would take on a challenge of 20 or 30 people. She still put them into smaller teams of 4 or 5, and then she would coach them as a team. She'd coach all 5 together.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Well, I have one other question.
Yep.
Like, When do you offer, start talking to them about, and I have to work this out with the hospital too, about, you know, when the 6 weeks is up, we're going to offer another 6-week challenge or do a results club because Kelly had sent me information on that or a boot.
Oh, it's very good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking at starting work, you know, because I want to have that ready and answers for them. I mean, I've already said we can do those things, but I just logistically haven't worked all that out.
Yeah, you don't need to. You have some time.
Okay.
Focus on what's in front of you. Here's what I would do. This is what we do. Have a date in mind for a 4-week results club or 6-week, depending on what you want to do. We've done it both ways. I think currently we 4 weeks. And we only charge $50 or $75 for that, and they get, you know, access to those group workouts. They get a different food plan that Kelly put together, and they get some email coaching. It's really simple.
Okay.
Have that in mind, but I really strongly encourage you not to be promoting it during this program.
Right.
Let them just focus on what they're doing. We love kind of keeping that in our back pocket. Mm-hmm. We know that when somebody's done, they can do a results club, they can do a boot camp, they can do a membership, but we want them asking about it.
Okay.
So I honestly, people say to me all the time during the challenge, oh, my gosh, I'm having so much fun. So what does it cost to join when I'm done? they always ask that. And I say, oh, you know, we're going to give you that information at the end. Focus on this. We'd love to have you stay with us, but just worry about what you're doing right now.
Okay, that's great.
So you know that if you want to have a Results Club kickoff, you would do that, you know, sometime in March. Have a date in mind. People ask about it, just be really casual about it and say, oh, we already have another four-week program ready for you guys, but let's get through this one first.
Okay, and do you have like a week or two off before?
Yeah, you want to give them a couple weeks off so they can, you know, kind of enjoy those results a little bit and get re-excited to come back in.
Okay, cool. All right.
So, yeah, good questions, Libby. And it is great when people are asking you. It's like someone asking you about, you know, when people ask me about the Corporate Fit Challenge. If they ask me about it, my first comment is not like, here's how much it costs and here's where you can go get it.
Mm-hmm.
I want them asking me about it, and then I'll say, hey, listen, why don't you find out more about it? And if you're interested, you know, I'll talk you through how to buy it.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. Like, you don't want to be selling anything. You want them to really want it. So just focus on what's in front of you. Please feel free, as you're going through the logistics of this really big one with 56 people,
yes,
use the listserv, and especially if you need to, use Kelly directly.
Okay.
And say, okay, listen, we're at week three, and this is what we're struggling with. How have you dealt with it?
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, I know that that one is a longer one, but come on, we got to give Libby some props here. She's got 56 people on her first challenge.
Help! No,
Libby, if you have a picture from your kickoff, can you send it to me, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, cool. So we also have on the line, we must have Angie. Angie, are you on? Amador? Angie? How was your presentation this morning, Angie? Were you on with the Chamber of Commerce this morning?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I know you might be muted. Are you there now?
I'm here. Sorry, I was muted.
No, that's
yes,
fine.
It went off. It was awesome. Had the meeting with the chamber. Thank you so much for replying for that. How do I do this in 2 minutes spiel? Here's what it is. It's a chamber of commerce. It's 400 members are part of this chamber, North Shore of Chicago. And the chamber's behind it, but obviously not all 400 people are going to show up to all the individual events. So they have me talking, pretty much coming to everything that's going on in the next 2-3 weeks. And we're kicking it off first Monday of February, which is, I think, the 6th. So I talked to them for like just 2 minutes this morning, and it went great. And I had like a crowd of people come up to me afterwards. So I was, you know, talking to them afterwards. And, you know, everyone's like, how do I pre-register? Because I told them there was an early bird special. So so it went really well. I'm excited.
Nice. What was your early bird special?
Well, this is something that the chamber and I came up with, and I guess it's $25 is going to go to the chamber. So the early bird special is $185. $25 will go to the chamber, so I will charge $160. $160 will come to me. Yes.
Nice. And what's your date this one, Angie? I didn't catch that. When are you doing this one?
Monday, February 6th.
Oh, okay, yeah, same as ours.
So, yeah, Monday, February 6th is when we're going to kick it off. Now, here is my, hiring, you know, coaches. And the one coach that I'm wanting to hire, she's
Andrew, your phone's cutting in and out. Is there any place better you could go?
Let me pull over. Sorry, 1 second.
Okay, that's a little bit better. So you want to get some other coaches on board?
Yeah, because I actually gave them a sense of urgency, and I said I have to cap this off at 60. I'm only accepting the first 60 people because you know, it's that whole create a sense of urgency. So I said I'm capping it out at only 60 people. There's 400 people, and today was my first meeting, and I had 10 people come up to me. And
wow.
So I capped it at 60, and so now I'm glad you said 8 to 10 per coach, because now I know how many coaches to line up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know plenty of personal trainers that live up here in my area, and so I already got some lined up. So I just wanted to make sure, and I'm glad you covered that.
Mm-hmm. And usually people ask me, and I'm sure you've already heard this, Angie, but in terms of how much you should pay the trainer. And again, I always just pay a flat fee. I'm not doing an hourly rate. Some trainers spend more time, some spend less time, but I set the expectation that they'll meet with their person 3 times, First one's in hours, you know, second two are 30 minutes. And they get, you know, and I know this sounds really low, but listen, I know that I'm handing trainers potential clients when I hand, you know, to my own staff. So they get paid an extra, you know, they get paid $50 per person to coach them. And then they get paid extra, $20 per time extra if they help, if they do a group workout on Sunday. So
okay.
It's $50 to coach them and then $20 to help with group workouts.
Okay, here's my question with that right there. The coach that I have right now really wants me to hand over all the stuff that I'm working. I mean, she's being very nice, but I'm a little like, you know, she hasn't. I guess my fear is that this personal trainer has been part of this chamber for years and has never been able to kick her business off. And now that I told her about this, she's like, okay, well, so we're partners, right? We're partners. And
no.
I'm like, no.
You're.
So my fear, or I guess I'm not sure about, obviously she has to have the information about what to talk to these people, the people that she's going to coach, but how much is too much information? Because everything she's telling me is kind of throwing red flags up in my, you know, face.
And I wouldn't
don't
work
mind.
With her. Angie, if it doesn't sound good at the beginning, it doesn't sound good.
Okay.
Take on more people yourself, find somebody else. You have to trust your gut. In business more than anything, I am in a situation right now where I had to let somebody go after a year. If I had just trusted my gut and looked at the many red flags that she brought to the table, but we were so desperate for some help, it's been a nightmare. So that's just, I'm sorry, the employer and me talking right now, but if your gut is telling you this is not the right person or they're in it for, you know, reasons that you don't, too many selfish reasons, it's not the right person.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you hire a personal trainer to come in and coach these people, I see that obviously the big perk for them is they get to keep them as clients. But this person is saying, and I don't know if anybody else has had that experience where a coach starts saying, well, you know, I'm doing this corporate fit club, like we are partners.
No.
I've never had this, so it's weird to me. I'm thinking, you didn't invest in anything. I'm just handing this to you.
Yeah. No, it's not the right person. I don't think it is. And that's all I can say about that, Angie. I don't think it's the right person. And then clarify, not all trainers are looking to do this because they're looking for a feeder system. Some trainers I know, especially some, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but some kind of more stay-at-home mom trainers are looking to do this because it's decent hours and they just want that extra money and they want to get involved and they don't necessarily want to keep them on long-term, which is great. They just want to step in. That's who I have here. I have three of my coaches are moms who are, one's a stay-at-home, one's a realtor, one's a teacher, and they're also trainers, and they're looking for a way to, you know, be involved in training that's not a huge commitment. So they are happy to get, you know, if they have eight people on their team, to make $400 and to be a part of something fun, and I'm not, you know, they're not like stealing people from us, or they're just participating. So maybe look for that type of coach, someone who just wants to participate at a, you know, light, easy, fun level and isn't looking for a way to drive their own business.
Here's my problem, and we can talk more about this offline if you want, but in case anybody else is having, will have the same problem come up, the chamber wants you to work with her.
Can I add something?
Yes.
You may want to, what we're doing with our coaches is having them sign a confidentiality contract and a non-compete clause, and that keeps you with the legality,
Yes, and Angie, our coaches do that as well. To be a trainer here at the club, they have to sign a non-compete anyway, whether they're coaching corporate fit or anything. So that's simple. I do, Libby, think that's great advice. However, I'm still saying that your gut is going to trump that. Even if you have this woman sign a non-compete, if you think that she's not the right fit for you, doesn't matter if she signs a non-compete, she's not the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe you say to the, maybe her role, what do you think of this? And then we'll move on. But maybe her role is to help at the once-a-week group workout. And you say, you know, I've got the coaching covered, and I've got some other people already lined up to coach, but what I could use some help with is someone to, you know, just have variety in our weekly group workouts. Would you like to do that?
Okay. Okay, all right.
Then you're not handing over all the coaching. Then you're not handing over all their applications and their health histories, and you're not teaching her how to be a coach in the program. You are just saying, you know, I've got the coaching covered. I'm going to do a lot of group coaching myself, but I really could use some variety in the group workouts. So would you like to commit to doing two or three of those?
Okay.
Just a thought. Email me more about it if you need to.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. 360, who's on the line from there? You're muted right now, I think.
There we go.
There we
this
go.
Is John from Island Athletic Club.
Yay, John. How are you?
So this week is my first week we're going to actually be going out and presenting. Super nervous, to be honest. Not really sure how to really just get the foot in the door and get started.
So could you just look at who your raving fans are right now? Like Libby?
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked to them, and we're a really small community. And so it's really interesting to say, well, we really like to do this corporate fit in your business. Can you start talking to people? We know, see a time when I can come in. And they're just really reluctant. So I'm really not sure how to, just jump in.
Good question.
Yeah.
What about just going directly to an employee somewhere, just literally a friend or a client who works at a bank, an insurance center, a grocery store, anywhere, school. Schools are great. Sometimes it's so much easier and less intimidating and fewer roadblocks if you just go to an employee that you know, who you know,
okay.
And say, hey, I'm looking to, honestly, just as if you were going to approach somebody about doing a boot camp, instead of looking for permission, you're not looking for permission. You're just going to say to somebody, a client who you know, hey, look, we're doing kind of a new style of boot camp. It's a six-week challenge, and what's unique about it is we're going to work with some of your coworkers and friends and family. Would you be willing to help me coordinate this if, I could offer you a free training session in exchange or whatever it is that you have to trade out? But, trading something out with an inside contact is great. And, again, you're not asking permission. You're just offering somebody the opportunity to try something new with you.
Trina, can I make a comment on that?
Of course, Libby.
One thing that it's really the networking part of this business has been very fun. I just really tried, because of the excitement about this opportunity, I'm sharing with people that I know, not even thinking about them being maybe a potential contract, just let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm so excited about this. And her husband owns a furniture company with lots of employees, and she said, oh, my gosh, Trey would love that for his employees. You really need to call him. I'm like, I will call him. And I mean, like, just, and then I talked to my pastor about it for the church. And so I told him, he could save souls and I could save bodies. But I mean, just, I think getting out there and talking to your friends and people you run into and stuff, all of a sudden you've got all these people in front of you that you didn't even know you had as potential clients. And then, the hospital thing has just worked out great.
I was just running
that by him, actually throwing it out, saying, I've been to California and met Trina, and I was so excited about this opportunity. And I was going, what do you think about it? Because we share a lot about fitness and stuff, information. And he was all over it and wanted to do it. So I don't know if that helps or not, but I think the more you talk about it, the more people get excited about it.
Yeah. That's a great point, John. Does that help at all to make it just more part of your conversation?
I think it just maybe my net is being focused too narrowly. I might need to broaden it a little bit more.
Hey, I can actually add to that, Trina.
Yep, go ahead, Ange.
I'm sorry, what was your name, sir?
John.
What is it?
John.
John, the same thing, like Libby. I went into my accountant last year in April, and I'm talking to him about my new business, and then he's like, what do you do? And so I start telling him, I run Corporate Fit Club challenges, and we used to, he's like, my people need this. So I was in there in a baseball hat, not looking presentable at all, and I walked out with a brand new client. And we just finished and had, like, a huge success with it. The person, I think the most pounds lost was the one person for 13 pounds. But everybody lost weight, and it's so funny. I went in there to talk to him about my taxes. So you never know who is going to say, hey, does your friend work at an Office Max? Does whoever, anybody could do this. I never went in there to pitch them. I went in there to talk about taxes, and same thing. I went into my dentist who's getting a cleaning, this is a month ago, and started talking to the girl and told the dentist's office about it, and they want me to come in. So, you know, just take that as an example.
John, what do you think of that? That's awesome.
I think it's a great idea. I think I just really need to maybe try to, we were really narrowed about talking to these three particular companies, and I think we just need to maybe talk about it more.
There you go. I agree. Service clubs as well, if you're connected to any organizations. I can't believe how many service clubs ended up wanting to do this, like the Rotary Club, the Zonta Club, different, as Maria said earlier, the HR Association. So I think you're right that if you focus too narrowly and you put your eggs in that basket, then when they say no, which many people will say no, because not because they don't want to work with you or your program, a lot of people say no because they think it means extra work for them. So when you focus on a few businesses and you get no's and you start to get, frustrated by it, start to, like you said, broaden your reach and just start to talk to people who you have relationships with anywhere. And say, hey, I'm really excited about this new thing. And I was on a lot of times people use this call, John, as a launch pad. So I was on a call this morning. There were 17 different trainers around the country. Actually, we were at 19 different trainers around the country talking about, corporate wellness. I'm really excited to get our first one up and running in February. Is that something that your coworkers would consider doing? Just make it much more conversational.
Okay.
All right, so keep us posted, though. Make us be your accountability group here that if you're going to get out there and start talking to people about it next week, email us and say, all right, I mentioned it to a couple of my friends. Here's where I'm going with it. And the easy places to get into are schools, for sure. If you're friends with any teachers, FIED teachers, they're always desperate for some kind of weight loss program for the teachers. I found them very easy to work with. So I hope that helps, John. I'm so glad you invested the time to be on the call. Any other questions?
It does. No, that was it.
Cool. We have a couple other people on who haven't spoken up yet, and you're definitely not obligated to, but anyone else on who wants to unmute their line and ask a question? Anyone else? I think we had, all right. I see other people on, but I don't want to make you talk if you don't want to. If you're on and you have a question for me or the group, please feel free to unmute yourself. Anything else from anybody? Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you had enjoyed connecting. I do have a newsletter coming out to you hopefully this weekend or on Monday with some other information from here. And have a wonderful weekend. Get on the listserv. Use the listserv. Ask questions. I love it when I see messages flying back and forth. So be each other's resource. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Trina.
Thank you.
Thank you, Trina. Thanks, Trina.